how did it all affect you? And how many people have you even met that have the same condition as you?
Well, I think a big part of it was, I mean, not only were did we come from like a Mexican, traditional Mexican background, but like we were also poor growing up, so we didn't have health insurance. And so we never were like really taught to go to the doctor when stuff was bothering us. We tried to like fix stuff kind of at home. She would like pray for us or make us drink some kind of weird tea or apple cider vinegar. I don't know if it's not trusted doctors or what, but they didn't ever like, oh yeah, that's wrong with you, let's go to the doctor. Yeah, we kind of have that like mentality like, oh, we don't need to go to the doctor, it's fine. I think that like prolonged the issue of me not knowing what it was. Or, you know what I mean? Like, I knew something hurt, but I figured that's just the way it was. I don't like to feel like I'm a weakling, so I never wanted to complain about it. But it was really painful. I didn't actually go to the doctor until where it was debilitating and I couldn't move. And I was on the floor in a public restroom. Like, that's how bad it was.
How many people have you met with the same condition? Because when I was doing the research on it, at least 10% of women have it. I'm not sure that everybody knows that they have it. Coming from a Latina family, how could you get this out to the open public for people who are similar to you?
I feel like now I'm way more comfortable talking. It was a pretty intense surgery, but I didn't even tell anybody because I didn't want mom and dad to freak out.
Do you know for sure it's never going to come back?
When I went to the doctor the first time for it, they had no idea what was wrong with me. I went to urgent care because it happened again, and I was like, wait a second, I'm on my period again. Why is this happening only when I'm on my period? 2 months in a row, I was going to the hospital because, and all they did was give me ibuprofen. They tell you you have to take birth control and that'll make it better, but I don't even like that, so what do I do? Finally, it happened a third time, and I was like, I need to figure out what this is. And I figured it out that it was with my period. So when I went to the doctor, I was like, no.
So
I think
you
I
went
have...
to the doctor and you told the doctor, I think I have.
Yeah. I was like, I think I have endometriosis, and they're like, well, you're too young to have it. But I think doctors aren't very well versed in endometriosis, which is crazy because when I read online, it said that, yeah, exactly, 1 in 10 women have it. I think even more do, and they just don't talk. They did an ultrasound on me, like, I don't know why, because you can't detect it, but they found out I had a giant, like, cyst. So they're like, oh, well, we're going to remove your cyst because that might be what's, like, causing you pain. Yeah, it just happened to be by chance. So, like, when they removed the cyst, they're like, oh, you do have, they were assumed I had endometriosis, but they didn't say anything. And you're just like, okay, so I'll just suffer with this until someone figures out, like, is there, like, diet changes you can do? Like, you know what I mean? Like, there needs to be some kind of research into it, but I guess there's no money in it. It grows back afterwards, and I felt pretty good for, like, a while. They make you take hormones and stuff. You feel like you're going through menopause. Even now, I get scared to work out when I'm on my period because that's when it comes back.
Are you ever going to be able to have kids if you decide to?
Good thing I don't really want to have kids, but I think being like the oldest of 6 kids, I just did raising a kid and I just don't really want to, but how much time it takes and I'm like so focused on my career and stuff that I don't really want to at the moment, maybe later, but even then I might not be able to. I'm not sure if I can or not. Most people who have endometriosis cannot have kids. I just know that that's not where, like, my path is going. I don't talk to dad about any of this stuff. I think that's one thing that is an issue with, I don't even think it's just Hispanic parents. I think it's just in general society needs to be more open about gender-specific issues. And I think people have gotten a little more comfortable with talking about periods now and things like that, but I would never talk to dad about periods. Growing up, like, you didn't talk about that stuff with your family, but that's something that you should talk about. I think people are really, parents especially, are super uncomfortable talking to their kids about that. But it's really important, especially at least about periods. Like, every girl gets them. So, like, half the human race gets them. Everyone should talk about something like that, you know?